For today's scripture, I'm looking at Jeremiah 9, verse 23 and 24. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. The scripture comes from a passage in Jeremiah, which is speaking of all kinds of bad things happening. And this is a warning. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. And as I was reading this, I'm thinking about these things that the Lord says not to glory in: wisdom, might, riches. Typically, they would be thought to be blessings. So if I'm a wise person, am I not to think that my wisdom is a gift? Is it arrogance to believe that my wisdom is a gift from God? The same thing I would say with the mighty man and the rich man is riches. Now, I think it's clear that this context is that it's talking about a person who is relying, the wise man who is relying on his wisdom for his pride, for his sense of who he is. He's glorying in his wisdom. His life is centered around his wisdom. And the same thing can be said about the mighty man, a person whose life is centered around power. God gave many people power throughout history. We read about Moses, we read about Joshua, we read about Samson, we read about many people that God gave might. But as these biblical examples, people that I mentioned did not glory in their power, they did not place themselves above others for their own ego, they didn't enjoy power for power's sake. They exercised power as a gift from God, and especially Samson, who might have been not as diligently aware and didn't keep his vow and lost his power, then did come to realize that power only was there because of God. So I think what this is saying is, don't glory in these things that the world would look at as important: wisdom, might, and riches. Not to feel like it's a curse if you have these things. It's a curse if you worship them. It's a curse if you take glory in them. Because God, in the next verse, he says, let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight. So he's not saying he delights in wisdom, might, or riches. He's saying I exercise and delight in loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness. So we look at the Lord, of course, judgment is important for us to know, but not to practice. We recognize, we understand the Lord, that he has that power of judgment and he uses it. He has righteousness. He has loving kindness. We can emulate him there as far as trying to be like him. But the judgment he's reserved for himself. So people with wisdom and glory, or that have power and riches, they can acknowledge these things as gifts from God, and they can use them. We see Job being given riches. We see Solomon being given wisdom. We see people throughout the Bible that get these gifts. But as with Job, Job's center of existence was not his wealth or his family or the importance that he was held in the community, although he had all those things. When they were taken away, he still had his faith and trust in God, even though he didn't understand what was happening. So he gloried in his knowing of God, even though he wasn't rejoicing in it, because he wasn't understanding what was happening to him. But he was still steadfast in his faith that God would act on his behalf at some point. So when we know the Lord and we know what he's like, then those are the things that we glory in. Not how much scripture we know, not what our theology is, but if we understand and know God, know him in terms of his actions and in terms of his heart. For he talks about loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness. Those are both actions of consciousness and thought, and actions that in humans speak of emotion. So there's a part of God that is looking for that knowledge, us to know him and to understand him. And he calls us to that action as his children. Father, we thank you for the words that you've given that talk about what things are important, that knowing you is the most important thing, and knowing you both in terms of your actions, but also in terms of your heart, what you desire and what you love. And Father, we pray that we would have the ability to do those things, that we would have that feeling in our heart that grows from your heart and from your Holy Spirit in us. We pray that you would lift us up always to be more like you, to rise above those things that pull us down. We pray that you would speak to us through your Holy Spirit, guide us, and keep us in your will in all things. Father, pray for patience and understanding, wisdom, but not for glory, but for serving you better. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.